You're tuned in to Financing Your Future with Joseph Tolbert Jr. and Harvest Group Institute. It's never too late to redirect your financial plan. Get the help and advice you need right here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on Praise 107.9.
What's up, Jacksonville? What's really going on? How are y'all today here at Praise 107.9? Having a good time. I am excited, man. God is good. Life is good. Business is good and the money is good. You can't get too upset about that. You got to be happy, man. God is awesome. So anyways, we're here in the studio. Give us a call at 904-296-2251 if you want to ask a question or you want to tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. I'll even listen to you say that. Just listen and give us a call. Again, 904-296-2251. And remember, this show was brought to you by Harvest Group Institute. We're a Bible-based training company, and we teach people how to have and enjoy life. We help you get your business started, get your company going, create revenue, get your credit fixed, get funding. My co-host, Gregory Grant of GBS, Grant Business Solutions, he's out of town doing some business, hanging out with his kids as well for Father's Day. So happy Father's Day to you, Greg. He can also give you a mean machine of a business plan. This guy is the deal. Between the two of us, we can get your company running. We can get it funded. We can get your credit right. We can get you customers and clients. We can help you achieve your goals. And then also, it's brought to you by the only clean comedy club in Jacksonville, Florida. It's called the Uptown Experience. Tonight at 7 o'clock, we are having our very first all-lady lineup. It is ladies' night tonight. So come on out, 1726 East Church Street. You can also give me a call in our office at 904-554-0946. So again, give us a call at here at the studio if you want to chime in, 904-296-2251. I want to give a huge shout-out to my homie. New friend and business partner, Miss Melinda Rackley. She is the inspiration engineer. And if you are listening, I am excited to know you. And I look forward to all the work and all of the good things that we are going to do. She is an amazing writer and author. So look her up on Facebook, Melinda Rackley, the inspiration engineer. She's going to be doing some good stuff. We have a retreat coming up. It's going to be in Port St. Lucie at Club Med, the only all-inclusive resort in the U.S. What all-inclusive means is once you get there, you need no money. All you can eat, all you can drink for free 24 hours a day. Water sports, golf, basketball, tennis. We're going to have a blast out there. And the theme for that retreat is called Loving Yourself Properly So You Can Love Others Properly. We got some amazing speakers. I will be speaking. Aaron Kerman will be speaking. Miss Melinda Rackley will be speaking. And it's going to be a real intimate time of sharing questions. And it's going to be fun. So if you want to check that out, give us a call, 904-554-0946. Anyways, let's get it moving. We are I was talking with somebody this morning about laws and rules that govern life and govern money and business. And I wanted to share a little bit of that with you guys today. I want you to answer me this question. What kind of rules do you live by? And I'm not just talking about in the Bible, but what rules govern your life? And when we were talking, she was like, I don't know. And I said, and that's why a lot of people's life is out of whack. She said, I got to figure it out. And then I said, you got to figure it out. She said, yeah. I said, okay, what's your name? And she told me her name. I said, see how you didn't have to figure that out because you know your name. I said, if you know the rules that govern your life, you don't have to try to figure out what to do next. It's kind of like with our kids. You know, what do we do with our 15-year-old, 16-year-old? Let's say 16. She's got a license, and she can move around in a car, and she wants to be mature and grown. Mama, I don't need no rules. I don't need no curfew. And then you ask her, why were you out till 3 in the morning? And she's got this elaborate story of what happened. One friend didn't come on time and this, that, and the other, blah, blah, blah. And so she's got to now try to figure out what's a good time to come home, what's too late, what's not too late. So we can avoid all of that figuring out. And I'll just tell you, you got to be home at 12 a.m. That's what having rules in your life, that's what governs the rules that govern your life. That's what it does for you. You know, and even business, I see people going out and they focus on the peripheral stuff, the functionality. You know, they're going to grab magnets and cards and websites. And I'm not saying any of that stuff is not important to have. But if you're not making money, none of that other stuff matters. You know, if you're not making money, the magnets, you can't afford them. The cards, you can't afford them. The website, you can't afford it. So having the money coming in, it affords you the opportunity to make sure that the what I call the peripheral things, or the those things that are on the outer, those things are able to go. But if you try to build your business simply on the outer things and not the core, which is to generate revenue, you're going to fail. And that's the same way with life. I see people making sure that the functionality of their life is perfect. You know, the kids get up at 7, and then they eat breakfast at 8, and then we leave the house at 9. And all that stuff is perfect, but they have no inner rules that they live by. The inner is not doing well. And I'm the kind of guy that my inner is on point. I live by a certain set of rules. For instance, like I have a rule for my when I deal with my children. People say, what's one of those rules? I never yell at them. I never yell at my children. That is a rule that I have for Joseph. So I never lose my temper. I never get too frustrated. Why? Because I don't have to figure out what to do. I have a rule. I never yell at them, no matter what's happening, no matter what's going on. I refuse to raise my voice at them. Do they yell at you? Yeah, sometimes they get loud. I let it get it out, and then I calmly say, hey, we're going to have to spank your bottom for that. They're going off. I say, and I let them get it out, and I kindly say with a loving tone, okay, you're going to have to give me your Xbox. You can't play it for 2 days, what have you. But one of my rules is I don't yell at them. And so I'm never caught off guard because it's a rule that I live by. And that's what I'm talking about. What rules do you live by? For instance, you know, drinking and driving. That's one of those rules for me. Not that I drink anyways, but back in the day when I was in the world and I did drink, I had a rule. I don't care if I had one drink, I'm not driving. That was a rule. So if that's a rule, I don't have to worry about accidents. Oh, my God, I thought I was able to drive. I didn't think I was too drunk. No, I have a rule that I live by, and I'm just not going to. So I'm never caught off guard with my emotions. Are you guys following me? So what rules do you live by that govern your life? You know, never yell at your wife. That may be one of your rules. It should be one of your rules. Never raise your voice at your husband. That should be one of your rules. These rules make you able to function properly without having to run the risk of losing control or letting yourself be caught off guard or getting caught with frustration. You know, no matter how frustrated I am, I never yell at my kid because it's a rule that's it's embedded in my heart. It's embedded in who I am. It's one of those rules that govern my life. I have another rule. I refuse to do business with a man that doesn't treat his wife right. That's just a rule that I have. I'm not going to be partners with a guy that doesn't treat his wife right, that yells and screams at her and treats her like crap. I'm not going to do it. And the people say, why not? Well, my philosophy is if you would treat your first partner that way, then eventually you're going to treat me that way as a partner. So that's just one of my rules. And I don't care if he says, I got $100,000 right now. I'm never caught away by my emotions. Why? Because I have a rule that I live by, which is I'm never doing business with a guy that didn't treat his family correctly. Are you guys following me? You got to have these rules in place. What rules do you have in place that govern your life? What rules do you have in place that make living life easy, where you don't got to go figure out what to do next because you got a rule in place? Like I have another rule in place. Everywhere I'm going, I leave an hour early to get there. That's why I'm never late. I never have to figure out what to do. I never have this excuse of, well, traffic, I have a rule. What's your rule? I don't care if I'm going 2 miles up the road. I leave an hour early no matter what I'm doing. So if miscellaneous things happen, I'm good to go. If emergencies happen, I'm good to go. If I got to shift gears and change directions, I'm good to go. Why? Because I have a rule that I live by. I just leave an hour early no matter what I got to do. What rules do you live by? What rules govern the way you live that makes living easy, that makes living darn near a guarantee for success? And I want you to look at that. You know, again, I watch people have peripheral rules and functionality rules, which is, you know, at 8 o'clock, we get up. I make sure the kids throw their socks in the hamper over there. I make sure that my husband puts all the cups on that side. Those are all fine and dandy. But I can tell you what, I don't have a personal life where all the functionality is perfectly placed and timed. What I can tell you is a lot of my insides, who I am in my heart, the way I govern my personal life, I have a lot of rules for that. And because the functionality of my life, which is I don't wash clothes every Monday. You know, I don't put clothes in a hamper right away sometimes. I don't wash dishes every day. You know, I don't have a lot of functionality in perfect place. But because my heart, my soul, it's lined up and I have rules for the way I am and the way I live, the functionality part, even though it's not perfect, it never catches me off guard and it never messes up my life. But I can tell you what, you can have all of the functionality in place and perfect. But if who you are doesn't have good rules, they're not lined up, your functionality is not going to be the thing to carry you into a retirement and carry you into a happy future. It's going to fall apart. I can tell you that. You know, I was talking with a lady the other day, and, you know, I my one-year-old, that's my buddy, my best friend. Like, we're always in the streets hanging out. You know, we paint the town red all the time, me and this little guy. And I give him chips, and I give him candy sometimes because I love chips. I love chips. Oh, my God, I love potato chips, especially barbecue. And so I'll give him some chips, and this lady tells me, well, when my kids were little, I didn't give them a bunch of sugar. I made sure their diet was perfect. And I said, okay, I understand that. I'm not discounting a great diet for a kid. I said, but the way I look at it, ma'am, is his diet is going to change over the years and over time. His taste buds are going to adjust. They're not going to be the same as they are today, tomorrow. And even as he gets to be a teenager, he can choose what he wants to eat. I'm not so concerned with his diet and the absolute perfect nutrition. I said, what I'm concerned with is I never yell at him. I sit down and I talk to him. I hang out with him. I protect his dignity. Even when I spank his butt, I give him kisses and let him know I love him. I make sure that our relationship is tight. I make sure that he understands that daddy is his buddy and daddy will never leave him and never leave him stuck out. That's what I focused on. I make sure his intangible parts are awesome and great. And she doesn't have a great relationship with all of her kids. So that's interesting to me. She made sure that all the rules were in place for her kids' nutrition, but she didn't have any rules in place to make sure that the way she dealt with him was proper. So I'm not talking about, as we get into today's topic, I'm not talking about all of the nutrition and the way your house runs and making sure gas is in the car every Monday. I'm not talking about that stuff. I'm talking about what rules do you have in place in how you deal with the world? What rules do you have in place with how you deal with the people that you say you love? What rules do you have in place to deal with the finances in your life? What rules do you have in place to govern your own behavior? Because we can spend all our time controlling all of these external things. I can control when the gas goes in the car. I can control what my kids consume. I can control where my husband puts his shoes. I can control what time they eat breakfast every morning. But can you control yourself? Because if you cannot control yourself, but you got the rest of the world mastered, it doesn't matter because one day it's going to come tumbling down. But I can tell you what, if you have yourself under control and the rest of the world not so much, it doesn't matter. But because yourself is under control, the rest of the world will be okay and will take care of itself. So that's what I want to talk about today. Anyways, give us a call, 904-296-2251 here at Praise 107.9. That's 296-2251. I want to hear from you. I want to know what you think. I want to know what your concerns are. And don't forget, we're brought to you by Harvest Group Institute. Go to the website, harvestgroupinstitute.com. We can help you do just about anything. We have a speakers bureau. We publish books. We get your credit right. We get you some funding for your company. We can help you establish your company. We have a class called Making Money Easy. We teach you literally how to make money. We have a class called How to Launch Your Business and Get It Going. And so, again, Grant Business Solutions, he can get you funding. He can get your business plans on point. He can make a lot of things happen. And then also the Uptown Experience, the Clean Comedy Show tonight, the only clean comedy club in Jacksonville. We actually have a caller here. Hello, how are you today?
Hello, hello, hello.
What's your name?
This is Melinda, the Inspiration Engineer.
What's up, Melinda? How are you today?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. So I was listening in, and I wanted to share one of the rules that I implement in my life.
Okay.
And so for me, something that I've started to do, it's a new rule, but it's working very greatly, is to push myself a little every day in a new way.
And that's a good, that's a really good rule. Push yourself a little in a new way every single day.
Yes, every single day.
And I would imagine doing that always keeps you prepared for new opportunities, to not be afraid when uncomfortable circumstances arise.
Exactly, exactly. It pushes me out of the comfort zone of my past and the possibilities of my future.
Awesome. Well, I am happy that you called in and happy to hear it. I told the people to go check you out on Facebook, so I hope that they do. So,
Please do, yes.
Yes, ma'am. So I appreciate you listening, and we'll move on. Thank you, Melinda.
Thank you.
Have an awesome
Thank
morning.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So yeah, she says that she pushes herself in a new way every day. And it made me think, I have a rule for the gym. Like, I like to go to the gym. I want to be sexy, you know. I was always real skinny. You could see my ribs. Like, I was super skinny, like a toothpick skinny. And I got tired of it. So I started going to the gym. And I have a rule for going to the gym. The day that I don't feel like going, that's the day that I absolutely have to go. That's a rule that I live by. Because, and you say, why would you make that a rule? I made that a rule because the times I feel like going, that's not when it's important to go. The times I don't feel like going, that's when it's most important to go. And so when I don't feel like going, that's the day that I have to get my tail up and I have to go to the gym, because I don't want to teach myself that it's okay not to do a thing that you said you wanted to do, that it's okay not to keep your goals, that it's okay to let how you feel govern your actions. And so when I don't feel like going, that's the day that I must go. And so that's one of the rules I live by. And Melinda's rule made me think of that one. So again, I want to know, what are some of you guys' rules? You got to have them. And the way I look at my life, guys, is I look at my life as this big empty room. And I have pillars. And that's what these rules that govern your life, I call them pillars. I have a pillar in the middle of the room. Of course, the pillar in the middle of the room holds the room up, you know. And so the pillar in the middle of the room for me, it is trusting God. That's my middle pillar, that no matter what's happening around me, I got to trust God. But then as I expand and I get to know more people, I have to add more pillars, because the wider the room, the more pillars it takes to hold the ceiling up. Without those pillars, the world comes crumbling down on you. And so what pillars do you live by? What rules do you live by? Like I said, some of mine, I never yell at my children. I never drink and drive. When I was dating, you know, what booed up and hugging and kissing and so on and so forth. If a girl ever said, like, hey, stop, that's a rule for me. I'm done. I'm not touching you again. I'm not playing that game of disrespecting women, sexual assault. Unfortunately, they say that something like 90% of the women have all been sexually assaulted in some way, shape, or form at some level. And so when I learned about that in health when I was in high school, so that was one of the rules I instituted. I think I was 16 when I instituted that rule. If a woman ever said no, you don't touch her. Respect that. That's the rule that I live by. And so you got to have these things. And these rules, guys, they keep you safe. These rules keep you safe. They make sure that you make it. They don't leave it up to interpretation. They don't leave it up for you to get caught away with in the moment. You know, I have another rule when it comes to money. I never make a decision solely based on money, ever. I will not make a decision solely based on money. Somebody says, hey, guy, I'll pay you X amount of dollars if you do this. And people say, yes, I'll do it. No, I'm never making a decision based solely on money. I can't do it. I have another rule that I live by. I speak at churches. I preach. I teach at churches. And if a church called me up and said, hey, Joe, I want you to come and talk to my congregation, we'll give you $1,000 to come do that, I can't come now. And they say, why not? I said, because I can't promise you that the reason I'm coming is because God wants me to, or is that $1,000 I'm coming for. So the fact that you said I'll come and give you a certain amount of money, I can't come. I would rather have you say, Joe, can you come speak at my church, and then let me consult the Lord and I'll come. I don't ever have a price. So if somebody calls me and say, hey, I want you to come speak at my church and I'll pay you a certain amount of money, I can't go to that. I can't trust my own self that my spirit is leading the way, or my flesh heard that money that you're going to pay me. So that's a rule that I live by. Some people say that's silly. No, what it does for me is it guarantees me that I'm never caught away in my own flesh where money is concerned. I never take up my own offering. For some of you Christian speakers and ministers out there, I never take up my own offering. I will never get in front of a church and say, you need to give, knowing that that offering is going to come to me for whatever services I render to the church. Why? Why would you do? Why is that a rule for you, Joseph? Because I can't trust that I would get up there and not say something out of my own soul. So I just won't do it. I leave it up to the Lord. I leave it up to that preacher. I leave it up to that pastor. I leave it up to that church. But I am not going to ever get up and take up an offering where I get paid. I get the money on that offering. It's not going to happen. These are rules, and these rules keep me safe. These rules make sure that I never get caught up in the moment of my emotions. That's what rules are for. They're here to keep you safe. And I'm not a guy that loves rules, but when it comes to how I live, I'm particular about how I live. I'm specific about how I live. I want to reap what I sow, and so I got to make sure that what I'm sowing is coming from the right place, and I'm sowing the right things. And so I have these rules that govern who I am. And I want you guys, while you're listening, what rules govern your life? What rules do you have in place that govern your marriage? What rules do you have in place that governs your relationship with your children? What rules do you have in place that govern how you deal with your job? What rules do you have in place that govern how you deal with your own self? Without these rules in place, you leave it up to issues. You leave it up to emotions taking over sometimes. You leave it up to making bad and poor decisions and have to apologize later. You got to have these rules in place, guys. You have to do it. If you don't do it, again, I can't make sure that, you know, when people say stuff like, I lost my temper. Well, you can't lose your temper if one of your rules are I never yell at people. We got a caller, actually. Hello, good morning.
Hey, Joe, how you doing? My name is Arkeen Sturgis. I was just listening to your show. And, man, what you're speaking on right now is so powerful. And it really gave me some confirmation, your rule about not yelling at your children. My wife and I have been talking about implementing that rule.
Yeah.
And it has been difficult for us because growing up in our household, our parents yelled at us. And so naturally we yell at our children. I have a 4-year-old son, a 2-year-old daughter who will be 2 in next week.
Yeah.
And I have a 1-week-old son. And we want to raise them in a way that we don't diminish their character, but at the same time, they still understand that I am the authority. I'm the parent. You have to listen to me because I'm going to lead you in the right way.
Absolutely.
So, not yelling at them is great. And then just the whole life rule thing is very powerful. Actually, everything that you're saying, I'm like all in with. I love it.
But no, well, what's your name? Say your name again. I didn't quite understand it.
Oh, Arkeen Sturgis.
Arkeen. Well, number one, man, I appreciate you listening, brother. I appreciate you calling in and sharing. And I'm excited myself that this has resonated with you, man. You know, like you said, we got to have life rules in general. But for me, particularly dealing with our kids, I didn't grow up hearing. I grew up being yelled at, and you got to think about it. You said you got a 4-year-old, correct?
Yes.
And I'm imagining, how tall are you?
About 5'10".
5'10". Okay, 5'10" and 4-year-old, that's a huge difference. You feel me?
You're scared.
So
I know exactly.
Imagine a 4-year-old on the bottom end of a guy leaning over with his finger pointed down, screaming to the top of his lungs. What kind of damage is that doing to this little kid's soul? Because now put yourself, imagine if your 5'10 self, a 11-foot, 15-foot guy was leaning over you yelling. How would you feel? Do you see what I'm saying? And so good stuff, man, good stuff. And real quick, I'll share, you know, with my kids, you say you're working on it still. Keep working on it, brother. The Lord will give you the strength. The Lord will give you the grace to do it. And I promise you, your children will respect you, and they will obey you out of respect and not out of fear. Because when kids obey you out of fear, the day they turn 18, they're going to holler at you, I'm out, Dad, and I don't got to do what you say no more. But when they when they do what you say out of respect, they continue to do what you say even after they're adults.
Presence versus demand presence.
Absolutely, brother, absolutely. And don't get me wrong. I spank my sons. I put them on punishment, but I always protect their dignity. You know, I remember getting spanked when I was little. You get spanked and now get out of my face, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I say to myself, I just spanked his bottom. why in the world would I damage his emotions too?
Right.
So I spank his bottom and I sit him on my lap and say, buddy, I love you. I'm not angry at you. We're still going to go get ice cream today. We're still going to do, you know, whatever. Right. Give me, get
now,
daddy.
That is one thing we do. We do talk to our children, because one philosophy my wife and I have is that we're not raising a boy, boys and girls. We're raising young men. We're raising men and women.
Right.
So I treat him like a man. I let him make his own decisions. And when we do discipline them or spank them, we do sit them down and we say, okay, hey, this is why you can't do this, and this is not acceptable, and all of these other things. And then we go right back to, you know, like say, playing and ice cream.
Go right back to the way it was. And that's the way it's supposed to be, brother. So I'm proud of you, dude. Keep up the good work, man. And I hope the people around you take note, and that your parenting skills, as you master them, are an example to people in your fear, in your sphere. So God bless you, brother. Thanks for calling in, and keep listening.
Really quick, I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Give the information again about the business, the business consulting and the marketing. You just shared it a few moments ago.
Okay.
I didn't get the business name.
Harvest Group Institute.
Harvest Group Institute.
Gotcha. Do you have a pen handy? I'll give you my number. Yeah? No? Maybe so? or what I can do is once we get off the air, the engineer take your number down. How about that?
Okay, that'll work. Thank you so much.
Okay, God bless you, man. Thank you.
You too. Bye bye.
Yep. Bye bye. Can you get that? So guys, you know, again, you heard what he said. You heard what Melinda said. You gotta have these rules. You gotta have stuff to live by that govern you, man, that make sure you stay on course and stay on track. You don't wanna just be living life willy nilly, hoping that you are gonna get to your goal. You know, like I said, I never liked rules growing up. I still don't like a lot of them now, but I understand the need for rules that govern how I live. If that makes any sense to you, rules that govern how you live, how you treat your spouse, how you treat your you know, even as a student or a teacher, all these different things. I remember you know, being a young man and watching my parents deal with money. And, you know, they always said stuff like, we can't afford it. So I have a rule. I never say I can't afford something. That's a rule of mine. I always say to myself, how can I afford that? So I don't just say I can't afford something. I say to myself, how can I afford that? That's a rule that I live by. I have another rule that I, when I deal with my children, people don't know what the word spoiled means. They say, you're going to spoil your kids. My kids are extremely respectful. We dialogue constantly about everything. I punish them, spank their butts. But I give them a voice. People say, why you let your kids have a voice like that? Why you let them articulate themselves and tell you their opinions? I said, because they're human beings. And God didn't give me the authority to take away their will or their dignity. And so one of my rules is, like, I never tell my kids, no, they can't have something. And, they, you know, what do you mean? And I learned a piece of this from a friend of mine who owns a business. He owns Grant Business Solutions. He says, I never tell my customers no. I always give them options. And that's how I do with my children. I never tell them no. My son's dad, can I have so-and-so and so-and-so? I don't just say, no, you can't have that. I say, what do you want? Why do you want it? Okay, what's going on with it? How much is it? And then I give them options. Okay, these are our options, son, blah, 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 blah. But I never, ever tell them no. I don't want them to be afraid of the word no. I don't want them to think the word no. People say, well, the world's going to tell them no, but I can't have them afraid to hear it. So what I do is I put them in a culture that's a yes type of culture. The Bible says that his promises are yea and amen. They're yes. It's already done. So I put my kids in a yes culture. So I don't say no at all. When they ask for money, I don't say no. I ask, what do you want it for? What is it? I say, okay, let's make a deal. And I start to negotiate. Daddy, can I get a new video game? What do you need it for? How many do you have? How many do you play? Let's make a deal. Let me give you some options now. But that's one of my rules. I never tell them no. People say, you're going to spoil them. No, what I'm going to do is give them options and teach them how to negotiate in life and teach them how to deal with their families and their family. So now when my boys get married and their wife is asking for things, she don't. I know women that are scared to ask their husbands for stuff because they don't want to hear no. So it's a way to do all these things. But anyways, I appreciate y'all's time and attention. We're getting winding down here. Reach us at 904-554-0946, harvestgroupinstitute.com. Again, go ahead and come out to our Clean Comedy Club, 1726 East Church Street. Tonight is ladies' night. We have an awesome lineup of females. No profanity, no sexual innuendos, just a nice, clean, family-friendly environment. And again, we love you guys. Until next time, drive fast and take chances.
You're tuned in to Financing Your Future with Joseph Tolbert Jr. and Harvest Group Institute. It's never too late to redirect your financial plan. Get the help and advice you need right here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on Praise 107.9.